were scuffles in Sicily as protesters tried to break through a police cordon protecting world leaders at this year's G7. The violent scenes came at the end of a summit which also finished in division. While US President Donald Trump backed a pledge to fight protectionism, he refused to endorse a major accord on climate change. Italy's Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni said, "We have noted that 6 out of 7 countries have confirmed their commitment to the Paris Agreement. This recommitment also took place at the G7 in Japan last year. The United States, however, is undergoing a review process." While there was no deal on climate, there was broad agreement on ways to tackle terrorism in the wake of the attack in Manchester. The French president said, "The debate during the G7 allowed us to advance very clearly in the struggle against terrorism. France has been hit in the last few years by terrorism, and I will remind you that the United Kingdom and Egypt in these past few days. The discussion was extremely rich on this subject, and it allowed us for the first time to sign a document resulting in a common commitment to fight terrorism on various fronts." Several African leaders also took part in the summit, with Italy deliberately holding the meeting in Sicily to highlight the issue of migration. But that only got a mention in the final communique, with security, trade and terrorism dominating.